Brett Hollander back here on 1090 AM WBAL, and any longtime Orioles fan probably knows the story of the team's former bat boy at Memorial Stadium. It is a fascinating tale of Jay Mazzoni, and he joins us now. Jay, thank you so much for being on the program.
Oh, it's no problem. My pleasure.
And let's first start, Jay, with what was the first year that you were the Orioles bat boy at Memorial Stadium?
Well, in 1965, I was honorary bat boy for a day. The Junior Orioles thing, and in 1966, I wrote in and asked them if I could have a full-time job, and I got the visiting bat boy job in 1966, and then in 1967, moved over to the Orioles side and stayed there until 1971.
So you saw a lot of wins in your stretch, and you saw, from a great seat, a lot of World Series games in 66, 69, 70, and 71. Now, what was that like?
It was really a fantastic period to be with the Orioles. Met some great people, had some really exciting games, some real highs and some not so great lows. But they were. I think it was always a pleasure to be there and nice guys to be around.
Now, one thing that makes your story unique is since you were about 3 years old, you've been handicapped after you were in a bad fire accident. If you want to tell us that story.
Yeah, sure. When I was not quite three, my family lived in an apartment over some other people's home, and they had also converted a attached garage into an apartment. The garage was heated with kerosene, and apparently got into the kerosene storage tank and got a lot of kerosene on my hands. Back in those days, people burned trash in their backyards, and I got too close to a trash fire, and it caught the kerosene on fire, and my most of the kerosene was on my hands and stuff, so my hands were burnt really bad, and as a result, I had lost all the fingers on both hands.
Incredible. And it's interesting, if you were to research this story, a Baltimore Sun article may come up where a lot of players talk about your disability and say he's just like any other bat boy and he is not limited in any way. Was that ever an issue and an obstacle for you?
Not really. I always tried to keep up with all the other kids, and I tried to do as much as I can. Then when I was with the Orioles, they never limited me and told me there was anything I couldn't do. They just said, go ahead and do what you can do, and we'll go from there and see what happens. Thank my dad, because he was the kind of guy that never made it easy on me. He always presented challenges, and you figure it out and go from there.
Former Orioles bat boy on 33rd Street, Jay Mazzoni, joining us here on BAL. And, Jay, do you have a favorite Orioles player when you were the bat boy?
Well, that's really a tough question. There was a period of time I was there. There was, you know, a lot of great ball players and a lot of great personalities. Of course, everybody's favorite, Brooks Robinson, was not only a great ball player, but a heck of a mentor and just an all-around nice guy. But then, of course, some of the other guys that weren't quite as popular, you know, Andy Etchebarren and Don Buford and Kurt Leffery, Herb Rettman, and those guys were all great people. Of course, Frank was a great guy, you know, with his characteristic kangaroo court and all that kind of stuff.
I have to know some inside great story that only someone who was in that clubhouse or dugout day in and day out for that much time could tell and pass along.
Well, there's, I guess, great, a lot of great stories and great memories. One of the stories that has always been a favorite of mine, and back in the kangaroo court days, I was walking through the clubhouse one day, and after a good win, and where everybody was having a good old time, and Frank Robinson, oh, stop there a minute. You didn't vote on that last one. I didn't see you vote. You're fined $1 for not voting. And I said, well, I did vote. And he said, well, I couldn't see. I couldn't tell if you were thumbs up or thumbs down. I said, okay, Frank, I'll give you the $1, you know. And then Jimmy Tyler and they got together a little later, and he made up the big cardboard hand with a thumb sticking up in the air. And the next day or two, when a kangaroo court session was going on, we taped it to my hand. And then when a vote came up, I flipped out into the middle of the clubhouse, and held the cardboard hand up and with the thumb sticking up in the air. I said, "Now, Frank, can you see it this time? You know, I am voting." You know, of course, the whole locker room kind of laughed and carried on, and it really served as a kind of an icebreaker with some of the younger ball players because it gave them the idea that, you know, I was okay with my handicap and that, you know, they could, you know, clown around and kid around with me. So that's always been one of my favorite stories.
That's an incredible story. And besides hanging out with Frank and Brooks for 5 or 6 years, you've also met three presidents. Is that true?
Yes, I did. I was really very fortunate to meet President Eisenhower when he passed away. One of the fans that came down from the Gettysburg area quite often was a young fellow that I kind of got to know when I was on the visiting team that side, 66. And he came down, and I gave him a broken bat or something like that, and got him a couple autographs or something. And when later in the season, his dad came down and invited me to their home for the weekend, and apparently he knew someone or knew President Eisenhower, and he took his son and I in to meet President Eisenhower, and it was a great honor to meet him. He gave us a silver dollar as a memory of our meeting. It was really a great thrill. Johnson was at the All-Star game in 66, which I was at, and I met him there. And it was just, you know, I've met a lot of great dignitaries over the years.
Well, it's an incredible Baltimore town. You still live and work in the area. And Jay Mazzoni, who I'm sure could go on for hours and hours of all the stories and insight he has from his years as the Orioles bat boy at Memorial Stadium. Jay, thank you so much for joining us. Really a treat.
It's no problem. Anytime.
That's Jay Mazzoni, back with more next year on WBAL.